The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. On this episode of This League, we have a massive announcement. This will be the last Barstool Sports This League episode in history. The pod will be tier. Yeah, it's a tier. I'm sad. The pod will be continuing. We will be going somewhere else with the podcast. Dave and Erica and the Barstool family have been nice enough to allow me to continue it somewhere else. I will not be able to take Marty with me, unfortunately. He will be with you in spirit. More on that in a minute. We also get into, very fittingly for this league, of course, it has to be the final segment of the episodes, very final segment of the entire series that is This League, which is Mr. Balloon Hands. Oh my God, what a bum, Ben Simmons. What perfect symmetry. The universe is always undefeated, always on time, always there for me. So do me a favor, Marty, drop the beat for the last time. And it's a shame you've been waiting, but here we are. So we ain't never gonna stop. We got the green light. Go, let me go. Here we are. And even when we reach the top, we're gonna keep going till everybody knows who we are. So yeah, the big lead is that I'm bouncing. This is the last branded episode of This League. I'm leaving Barstool Sports. I am going to take a job doing a sports gambling show called MGM Tonight, Bet MGM Tonight. I'm also going to be working for WFAN here in New York, but I'll also be on 670 The Score in Chicago. I will be on WIP in Philly. Shout out to Philly. Fucking shout out to Philly for making my career take a next step, getting a bag from the powers that be because of you, Philly fans. Without your rage, none of this would be possible. Also, to do some work on a Milwaukee station that is connected to 670 The Score, which, thank you, Suns and Four. What does that mean for this league? I have to change the name. Obviously, I cannot take the name with me, but I will be taking the subscribers with me and the followers and the TikTok and the YouTube. So shout out to Marty for building this YouTube up. I will not have Marty here to listen to my ridiculous takes anymore, but I will miss him. If you're a subscriber, you're still going to be getting the podcast on the same feed. So I don't think there's really anything for you to do. Like, it's on iHeart, it's on Spotify, it's on Apple. I'm still working out like how that logistically, technically goes, but it's happening. Bottom line, can't stop, won't stop. Like, this is a rollie, not a stopwatch. The shit don't ever stop. So it is a bittersweet moment. I'm sad.
I'm sad too, Tristan.
Let me ask you a question before we get into this segment. Like, how would you characterize this 70? This is the 75th episode, 76th episode. How do you look back on this time?
It was the first podcast I was assigned to do at Barstool Sports. I started in November and we started this in January, like right when we got back from holiday. And it was, pretty crazy. I got to talk about, I didn't expect to be on the mic near as much as you allowed me to. So thank you for that.
It's fun.
Just for me to be able to, just work on an NBA podcast at Barstool Sports, where that's the one league that I love the most and where I feel like Barstool was lacking a little bit. I mean, at the time, we clearly didn't have an NBA podcast, so that was sweet. And to be able to, be on the mic for it was, something I never thought was going to be possible that shortly into my tenure at Barstool. So thank you.
And to me, I think the best part, like, truthfully, one of the moments that I will never forget, because I'm a sucker for nostalgia, I'm a sucker for family shit, is like just that moment with you and your dad in the finals, and like the fact that the Phoenix Suns on our very first season together went to the finals and that we were there.
is an unforgettable moment. So yeah, for the last time under this league name, Marty and I will get to just completely take a dump on Ben Simmons. just legitimately go in on this ridiculousness that is him. So the big news is this. At the very moment I publicly announced that I was going to another place, this Ben Simmons news dropped. Again, universe undefeated, right? Ben Simmons has told the Sixers he is not showing up to camp. I am holding out. He says, get me the fuck out of Philly. I'm never coming back. I want nothing to do with you. And so on and so on and so on. Who could have seen that coming? Surely not Doc Rivers, right? Like, he would have never, ever thought Ben would need to leave after the media asked Doc Rivers, do you think you have a championship caliber point guard? And he was like, I don't know. Just a Jordan shrug. I mean, certainly not Joel Embiid. No, they're good friends. No, they love each other. Not after he just buries Ben, saying that Ben passing up that dunk / layup was the turning point in the series and costed them the game. Like, no.
Did you see his tweet?
Yeah, I love Ben. I love playing. He made it very clear he loves playing with Ben. He doesn't actually love Ben as a person. Not Danny Green, who is not now answering questions about trade specifics and getting into details about which players he thinks will be on the roster that are not named Ben Simmons for the Ben Simmons trade. Wow. And certainly not Daryl Morey. Not him. Not the guy who got into town and immediately tried to ship Ben Simmons out for his guy, James Harden. And the guy who then lied about being fully committed to Ben, and he was just testing the market. He loves Ben. Ben is the point guard of the future. He's a perennial all-star. He's a defensive player of the year. He is unique, special in all his gifts in ways we cannot appreciate. And he is here for the long term. Not when Daryl Morey was shopping Ben all offseason, trying to get anything for Ben, telling the world he was not shopping Ben, but was open to trade requests. No. No way any of this could happen when all of these players decided. And now the fan base, just so welcoming, so supportive, so warm embrace the Philly fan base is. Not like they've ever tried to run anyone out of Philly, never booed anyone, not even Joel Embiid. They didn't ever boo him, did they? Personally, I'm shocked. I could not have seen that Ben would decide this was unsalvageable and threatening to hold out. No way. But the crazy thing is, like, all of that sarcasm aside, like, this is to me, this is the most delusional element. Okay. So everyone, coach, head of basketball operations, probably the popcorn guy, the fans, teammates, all of them have decided we want Ben gone.
Yes.
Get this guy off the fucking team. Get him out. He's a cancer. He's not doing his job. He's overpaid. We need to get somebody else in who's a real point guard. And as soon as Ben says, and listen, Ben is to blame for a lot, but as soon as Ben says, you know what, you guys are right. And in fact, I'm going to take a chill, stay away from this fucking team, hold out until you guys can get me a new location. Everybody else is like, what? No. How could you, Ben? How could you say that? How could you bring your own trade value down by saying you would hold out? Babies, his trade value is already to the floor. Like, if you think that Ben saying I'm going to stay away from the team is the reason you can't get a Harden-esque package for Ben, I've got some shit to sell you. You cannot be preaching that Ben should have loyalty for you when he's like just agreeing with you. You guys have literally put your boot on his fucking neck. And as soon as he just puts his belly up and is like, yeah, I agree, you're just like, no, like, right, you should still want us.
Yeah, no, it is a little bizarre just because, I mean, it clearly, you know, reached a point where, like, this relationship can't work anymore. Like, it got that bad, that toxic at the end of that Atlanta series that, I mean, we all knew it. Like, I know we predicted this holdout situation, but it wasn't that hard to predict, really, in my opinion. So now that there's like pushback to it, it's like, What are we trying to save here? Like, I don't get it.
I had a boyfriend, was with them, which you just made me think of was when you said it's a relationship, right? Doesn't work for either sides. I had a boyfriend, 3.5 years we lived together. It was rocky the whole way. He was constantly being like, you should move out. I would get an apartment, then he'd bring me back in, and then here and there and everywhere. And he's like, this isn't working. I don't want to be with you anymore. And then I would fight for it. I would scrap for it. No, no, no. And then I just like, I think there was a Drake song that came that was like playing. And he was like, I'm not saying that, you know, like that one. And he's like, basically needs to move on. I was like, it clicked for me. And
certified
I was like,
lover boy at midnight.
It's dropping, folks, tonight. As an aside, where are we at in the music universe where we're legitimately making rankings, not of the greatest albums of all time, but the greatest album rollouts of all time? What the? We were like, oh, yeah. You know why I love Drake? Because he rolls his albums out better than Kanye.
That's just not true.
That's just ridiculous.
Like, I think he does a pretty decent job at it. But I mean, Kanye just, I mean, going back to like Graduation, and we're so off the rails here. But like,
It doesn't matter. It does not fucking matter. So anyway, so I tell him because of this Drake song, I forget what song it was, but I'm like, you're right. I'm going to move out. I'm going to go. I have a place to go now. It's all solid. Just like, I'm going to ship my boxes out. And then he was like, what? Come on, like, it's been, I'm moving to Japan, like, maybe we could move to Japan together. And I'm like, are you insane? You've literally been trying to kick me out. This has been the sixth time you've taken my fucking keys and, like, told me to find another place to stay. And now I'm like, yeah, I have another place to stay now. I'm Gucci. Here's your fucking keys. And then you're like, no? That's basically what this is. It's like, dude, you're the reason I know that I need to go. I just agree now. I just agree now. So, obviously, trade rumors have reached a boiling point. And this is how I know Ben Simmons is more polarizing than even J.R. Ryder. The Warriors have an entire front office that is completely in disarray. They are split. They are infighting over whether they want Ben Simmons. Completely chaos going on. I mean, there's already chaos there.
Like, not over the package or just whether or not they want him at all?
Whether they want him at all.
Okay.
They're like, does he fit or does he not? And it's like, you guys were clamoring for him. Now that things are sticky and messy, you're like, maybe he's not worth it. I mean, maybe you have a guy like Draymond Green who already fills that role, like, very integral part of this championship DNA, and you can't have them both on the team at the same time. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So this is what the front Athletic says. The Warriors front office is currently split on whether or not to accept a Ben Simmons trade offer from Philadelphia. There isn't and has never been a realistic one on the table for them to discuss. Talks can't be considered dead because they've never really been alive, sources say. Wow. For a team that absolutely positively has to win right now, for them to be like, Ben, we'd rather go with two untested rookies, Pandemic P, second coming, and Andrew Wiggins. No meniscus, can't catch a ball, deer in headlights, Andrew Wiggins, James Wiseman. I don't know what that was. Could you see my eyes? I was just like, that's not right.
Yeah.
That's just not right. James Wiseman. Instead of taking Ben Simmons, 24-year-old defensive candidate of the year, defensive player of the year candidate, multiple-time All-Star. Listen, I'm not on Team Ben ever, never, ever has been. But when we are here, this is officially crazy town. This is like, you think Kuminga is going to get you there now over Ben?
Yeah, I mean, for their situation now, that makes a little sense to me.
How I know more things are bad. The goddamn Sacramento Kings came out and preemptively said to Daryl Morey, hey, I know you think you're going to fleece us because that's what we do. That's not happening anymore. There's no Fox for you.
Oh, for Fox, yeah.
There's no Halliburton for you. There's no Harrison Barnes for you. What you will get and you will like is Marvin Bagley and Buddy Hield. And that's the deal. Take it or leave it. Wow.
That's not a good package.
That's a bad package. And you still have no point guard to speak of. You still have a big man that you really don't want to pay now with Marvin Bagley, who is a cancer. That's the deal. That's the wish version. You thought you were getting a Harden version and Harden trade, and you're getting the wish version of the Harden trade. Like the, you know, Wish, that little company that's like broke ass shit. Mm-hmm. No picks, no players that you want. And this is what Simmons says. It also means that things are in trouble. He is amenable. Oh, by the way, he said he wants to be traded to one of the three California teams. There's four. Clippers, Lakers, Kings, Warriors. That's four. Anyway, he also let it be known that he's amenable to Cleveland, which we joked about last episode, which would be tremendous. Ben Simmons, point guard of an all 7-footer roster. That could actually happen.
I kind of love it.
I need it.
Yeah.
I need it.
I mean, you're going to suck. Just go for it.
Yeah, I need it. That's a league pass team at that point. Yeah. Is it not? Like, that makes you fun and relevant in a very, like, oddities kind of way. Like a Barnum and Bailey circus, you know, like, find these, like, long trees that move about in the wind. And now, also, Rich Paul has said, by the way, I have another client. His name's Tyrese Maxey. He's going to be involved in any Ben Simmons deal. He wants fucking out, too. And they're like, does he want to? Well, he does. You can't just say that. You can't just be like, oh, well, Maxey's also part of any Ben Simmons package. And like, why would Maxey want to be a part of a Ben Simmons package when he's just going to play behind Ben Simmons? Unless, by golly, Ben Simmons isn't a point guard. Unless, by golly, someone plays him at the four and Maxey can play alongside of him. I am personally tantalized by all of it. The universe is undefeated. What do you think?
I mean, just about Philly, about like
this whole thing.
I mean, it's a mess. It's very clearly a mess. Like, there's a place for Ben Simmons in the NBA, though. Like, there obviously is. He's an insanely good player. I mean, like, his salary just like keeps
perfect place for him. Toronto Raptors, perfect place.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that'd be a way better package for them. Get what, Siakam and like Van Vliet or.
Siakam and Malachi Flynn.
Oh,
go
right.
Take Malachi Flynn. You can keep Maxey. They can just keep Maxey. How about that?
Yeah.
How about just Ben for Siakam straight up? It's not a bad trade.
No.
I think you do that trade. I think probably they want to keep Siakam if they can keep him.
Yeah.
Because I would prefer Siakam over Ben Simmons. But hey, this, for me personally, could not be going any better in this league. Let's move on. So there's been 75 episodes, 76 episodes, and the takes have been tepid, the takes have been hot, the takes have been ice cold. We've had some good ones, we've had some bad ones. I thought it would be fun for us to kind of go through them. Some of the favorites, some of the worst ones, and some of the best ones. Should we start with worst takes or best takes?
Ooh, you pick.
Let's take the worst takes first. They're shorter.
Okay.
You know. Shorter list. I think. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, when you take the A, Bs, and Cs and you don't put them into separate numbers, and it does appear that the worst takes are shorter. The Bucks, the top one, the Bucks will never win a championship as currently constructed. 11 games in, I saw a man walk around a screen. And I said then, that's how I know. It's not going to happen. If you're already lacking energy 11 games in, I don't know how you're going to summon it
right.
in 80 during the middle of the Eastern Conference Finals. That appears, although I listened to it back and I listened to it and I'm like, yeah, they will never win. You're right, Trista. They're never, ever going to win. And you're like, they won, though. They did. They've done it.
Yeah.
So confidence is a hell of a drug. Suns in four off of that little tree branch. That was really wrong. That was ours. We shared that together.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't actually expecting them to go four, but.
But Suns in anything was an incorrect
take. I mean, after game two, I felt like they were going to win. Definitely.
Giannis isn't Batman. Crickets. Yeah, that was a bad one.
A tough one.
That was at times he wasn't, though.
Sure. I mean, he's been playoff Giannis before, but yeah, he wasn't this year.
Man, he was good. Budenholzer, pretty true still, actually.
Yeah, like we don't know. I mean, they extended him.
They extended him. He was going to be fired. That's what I said. They went up 2-0. Nets went up 2-0. I was in my Uber driver's car and he was like, they're firing that guy, aren't they? And I was like, 100%. And that was a 0% chance of happening. Chris Middleton, not a good enough Robin. Way too inconsistent. Well, when you have a Batman who becomes that level of a Batman, it really doesn't fucking matter. So I'm not going to take that L. Golden State will win 22 games this year. Honestly, if Steph didn't turn into Batman, they probably would have.
What do you mean turn into? Like,
I mean, like he went full sicko mode. He went into like the best season he's ever had in history. He was putting up 60 all the time.
That 2015-16 year, he was still pretty sick.
But he was better this time, I think. Anyway, that was a bad take. It's just undeniably a bad take.
Yeah.
Golden State to go to the finals.
Yeah, in the same season.
In the same season, I predicted. Nate McMillan is a fucking trash coach.
That's the one I remember, yeah. Because when you said it at the time, I was like,
is he? Well, I mean, listen, his caliber and record at that time showed me he has a hard time getting out of the first round. And listen, there was some bias there. Portland Trailblazers scars. When you've had a guy play or coach for your favorite team, you remember all the things that they do to fuck up. Like, I remember Rudy Fernandez. Like, nobody else remembers him.
I loved him.
I bet you did.
Yeah,
but Blazers fans fucking hated that guy.
Yeah.
So that was a bad... I mean, he ended up being like a Coach of the Year candidate, Nate McMillan. Such a bad take. Probably the worst take. Honestly, like that's the one I feel the worst about because it's like slander and he had some personal development go on. Anyway, Heat dark horse.
Yeah.
Tisk tisk. Harden. Sources say Harden to be the first one. Harden to be a Sixer. That was even before the This League podcast really began. Very close to happening, but still wrong.
Yeah.
Still wrong. Game four, Nets were +2. Nets money line was +270. And I got on TikTok and I said, put as much as you can on it.
Yeah.
And that was a bad bet. Early on in the season, Colin Sexton and Darius Garland, Sexland. I said Cleveland could be good.
It seemed fun. It seemed fun that first week.
Well, Cleveland was being good at that time. Knicks were being good at that time. Atlanta was being good at that time. And two of those three ended up actually being good. And the other one was Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Dame will never, ever join a super team. It appears... hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
But if it ends up happening, that take will be wrong. So I'm preemptively saying it's not a never, ever. Knicks will continue to suck. They did not suck. They went to the playoffs. They were a four seed.
Yeah.
Four seed. Best take. Ben Simmons is trash. Ben Simmons isn't a point guard. Sixers are in disarray. They're going to see in the playoffs that he's nobody. Sick take, fam. Like, the best take. Literally everything I said would happen did way more than I thought would happen. So credit to me. Steve Nash having problems with D'Antoni. Going to have some problems in the playoffs. Didn't make a ton of adjustments. Played Kevin Durant way too many minutes. Marty, of course, you will disagree. But I think that take somewhat ended up to be true.
I mean, his coaching didn't keep them from going to the finals.
Kevin Durant had a air ball. Last second. Of that three-pointer because he was so tired. Did not get any rest.
If his foot's not on the line, they win that series.
For sure.
Yeah.
Danny Ainge is going to be out. Brad Stevens is going to be out, and the Celtics will retool. They are a dumpster fire. Wow, what a fucking prognostication.
You had that one.
And you also were calling me crazy at that time.
I don't believe I said crazy.
I think you were just like, that's a crazy day. That's a wild
you said
take.
It like, I think it was a little early. Like, I hadn't quite gotten there.
Yeah.
Like,
that's where we're at usually. Not just you, but the world.
Yeah, it was like in March or something when you started that. Yeah.
I think it could have been February.
It could have been, yeah.
It was very, I was like, this is big trash. Celtics are fake. Utah Jazz overrated. Very good take.
Yeah.
They clearly have a bunch of guys who are old and can't defend. Lakers overrated. Lakers not healthy.
No. Yeah.
Solid take. AD brittle, solid take. Jrue Holiday and PJ Tucker, difference makers. That ended up being one of the better takes.
Yeah, that was good.
That was like... I don't know how you can how you can resolve PJ Tucker, Drew Holiday difference maker, and Milwaukee never winning the ring? I don't know. I mean, both of those things cannot be true. Houston won the Westbrook trade.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Certainly. Warriors should have never drafted James Wiseman. They should have taken LaMelo Ball, which I think is undisputable now that that take was correct.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something going on at Fiserv Arena. It is a conspiracy. Great take. No one shot well there. No one will shoot there. I think we will find out in a 30 for 30 down the road that they're tightening those fucking rims and that there's humidity going on and that the balls are inflated to a like high degree and that you literally need to put it like rainbow sky into the hoop in order for it to get in. Scott Foster game. Scott Foster game is an always like it's a forever take. It's a forever green, evergreen correct take.
Yeah.
Pelicans won't make the playoffs. People did that people forget about that one because there was a time people were excited.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I never
did not doubt it. You did not doubt it. No. Al Horford will come back to the Celtics.
You said that?
I said that.
Wow.
These are all we have the receipts. Always have the receipts. What are some of yours that you remember making that were right and wrong?
I definitely was going to add just like LaMelo Ball in general to best takes. Just like I bet him to win rookie of the year. I thought he was going to be really good. And I think like episode like 3 or 4, I was like, hey, we should probably do a LaMelo segment. Yes. He's pretty damn good.
Oh, so, also Ant Edwards. We were early to the Ant Edwards train, too, when he had that dunk and then the world went. Like and shit on him. We're like, actually, like pretty good. This guy.
Yeah.
Pretty
so,
fun.
So just me trying to like push LaMelo down everyone's throats. I feel like that was probably my better
Suns,
take. Of
your
the
Suns take was very good too. I think you thought the Suns were going to be very good a lot earlier than a lot of people did.
I started calling them a Western Conference powerhouse in February.
Yep.
So
you did.
Yeah. No. I was right about that.
What were you the most wrong about, Ty Lue? Ty Lue, you were Ty Lue very
was bad.
Wrong.
Ty Lue was a bad
you
one
said
for
Ty
me.
Ty Lue was a garbage coach. It turns out he was very good.
He was, certainly. But like, what would lead you to believe leading up until these playoffs that he was going to do that?
3-1, I guess. 3-1, I guess. 3-1 is a hell
Maybe
of a comeback.
That actually would be interesting to go back and rewatch like all 7 of those games and see
and
like
see
what
the
was different.
Because everyone to those pressers too,
sure. Because like LeBron's always going to get the credit for that. There's like obviously, and he deserves it. But yeah, I guess that overshadowed maybe like some things that Ty Lue had done in that series.
Ty Lue actually deserved to have no Kawhi for the end of the Utah series and the Western Conference Finals as well run because we got to see all the little things that he got to do, all the gadgets that he was able to put out and to put in place and that worked. I think that coming back from that Mavs series was critical. Mm-hmm. Even though, you know, Kawhi went full robot with no knee, like that was a lot of Ty Lue using Nick Batum in certain ways. Loved that. Mm-hmm. Loved seeing that. And sometimes I think there's players who are so great, like Kawhi and LeBron, like they could overshadow your coaching in good ways and bad ways. Like, shout out to us. Also, great take. Doc Rivers overrated. Doc Rivers fucking trash coach, overrated. And
I've thought
like,
that for a long time.
he choked on his own dick all the way through the playoffs. Like, did not look good. Did not look good. Very Marilyn Manson-esque. I think that's what he did. I'm not sure. All right. That's all the time. That's a good time to wrap it, I guess. Wrap it up always, unless you are in a long-term relationship. Stay safe, folks. And that's it for the episode, the last episode of this league. I'm going to miss you, Marty.
I'm going to miss you, too.
I'm going to keep in touch.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to everyone who helped out along the way. Dave and Gaz. I don't know if people know this, but me and Dave weren't on great terms when this podcast got fucking greenlit. I honestly didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't even, like, I wasn't speaking to him.
Yeah.
And I gave it to Gaz. Gaz went on a private jet with Dave. Gaz listened to it and greenlit it in an hour. And I don't know if Dave ever listened to it. I honestly don't know. I never asked. We're obviously great now, but thanks to Dave and Gaz for letting this thing happen because they don't greenlit every single pod that gets put out to them, one, and almost none. A lot of people get rim checked on their podcast. They gave me the ability to do things the way I wanted to do them as like a very unconventional empty desk, not because no one wanted to do it, because I wanted to figure out whether I could actually just lean on my own opinions. So I appreciate them for giving me the Twitter and the IG account and letting us run that. Marty, I appreciate you for building out that YouTube and being like, you're just a dope second mic. Honestly, like, you're so much better as a second mic than I could have ever imagined in my brain. You're just very low-key, savagely funny. Like, you make fun of me in ways about my takes that are great. And like, you know a shitload about basketball and like the history of the game in ways that I think about the game in such a, like, a high level, such a psychological level. And you think about the game in like more technical ways. And I thought that was a great balance. I'm going to really have a hard time, honestly, replacing you. I don't know how that's going to be, honestly.
Well, have me on sometime.
I will. Thank you to Aria and Mikey for pinch hitting when Marty ended up on the road for, I think there was like one boondoggle and some real work stuff to some sports books. But like, truthfully, as much as this podcast has been highly contested, we have 100,000 people who follow us on TikTok now. And there was like zero before. And they are a rabid, very active, way in the weeds, more than I thought any basketball fan who would listen to me would be, given that I'm so redonkulous. And thank you about being vocal. Thank you about asking questions. Thank you guys for following and like staying very engaged. And like, thank you guys just for supporting. That's probably the biggest reason that I wanted to make sure that the next place that I went, that I it was very important to me that for them and for you guys that we kept going. So onwards we go. Marty, you will definitely be invited on the pod, especially you and your dad for some Sun stuff. So for the last time, please like, please rate, please subscribe on Spotify, on Apple. I think I just found out today, like, we have a thread on iHeartRadio. I didn't know that. And on Stitcher. And follow us, please, on TikTok. Right now it's This League, but there will be a new name. I am not positive what it will be, but I have some names involved. And for the last time ever, This League! The bigger they come, the harder they fall. It's time to risk it all. Say hello to the big dog. Say goodbye to all the frauds. Keep it 100, keep it 100, keep it 1,000. There's certain people that we don't allow. No, 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 po, po. No, 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 po, po. You a slow poke, all black, and we stay woke. I'm the best, I'm the best. Case closed, rock him, I ain't no joke. I want this and that. What you mean I can't have that? Stay in your lane, lowest lane, a skirt, skirt on them. Stay in your lane, penny lane, a skirt, skirt on them. Big, 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 big dog. Big dog, big dog, walk it. Big dog, walk it with the dog. I'ma risk it all. I'ma risk it all. Just to get a biscuit, biscuit. How many licks does it take to lick it? Ooh, she wanna lick a trapper, but she already done licked a rapper. Oh my, so fly, so fly. 3-6 mafia, I stay fly, I stay fly. Ooh. Quality, just to get by. I want it all, not a piece of the pie. Everybody eats, everybody. We eating good, we living good. We done made it up out the hood. Give me that, 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 give me that. I want this and that. What you mean I can't have that? Stay in your lane, lowest lane, a skirt, skirt on them. Stay in your lane, penny lane, a skirt, skirt on them. Big, 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 big dog. Big dog, big dog, walk it, big dog, walk it.
check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.